This is Rabbi Nissan L. Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Monday, February 12, 2024. We continue on Test Zion Amud Beis 16b, the second section. It's the green text. Last week, we ended talking about things that tear up your decree. This morning, we will start with Shinui Maisa, changing your actions, what we call tshuva. And that is Shinui Maisa. How do you know, even though it's somewhat intuitive, right? How do you know that it is effective? D'chsiv v'yara el ha'elohim et ma'aseh, that Hashem saw, this is the story of Yonah, their actions, right, that they had changed. Shinui Maisa. D'chsiv v'yinachem elohim al ha'ra'ah, she'o diber la'asot lehem lo asah. That Hashem sort of changed his mind about the evil he was going to do, that he said he was going to do, and he didn't do it because he saw that they changed their actions, they did tshuva. V'yesh omrim, and some add, af shinui makom, even a change of place, right, might help avert an evil decree. How do we know? D'chsiv, v'yomer Hashem al Avram, right, beginning of Lech Lecha, Hashem says to Avram, Lech lecha me'artzecha, go from your land. V'hadar, and afterwards we read, Ve'ezched legoy gadol, I'll make you into a great nation. All right, so you see, change of place affects this blessed status, becomes a great nation. V'idach, what about the person who didn't include a change of place? So they will tell you, no, ahuz chusad eretz Yisrael hu dahanyale. No, in that case with Avram, it's not that any change of place is sufficient. The zchus, the merit of going to Eretz Yisrael, that's what helped, that's what benefited Avraham Avinu, but that's an Eretz Yisrael thing, not a general change of place thing. Ve'amar Rav Yitzchak, so now we have another member of Rav Yitzchak, Chayiv Adam Lahakbil Pnei Rabo B'Regel, right, you have to go and see your Rebbe at the time of the festivals. Shenemar, how do we know that? All right, so here that with the Isha HaShunamit, with the Shunamite woman, where the husband says, why are you going to the Navi today? Lo Chodesh v'lo Shabbat. Right, this is not Chodesh, it's not the month, it's not Shabbos, it's not a special time. Bechlal, the Chodesh v'Shabbat, Ibay le Mezal. Right, but the inference is when he says, well, why are you going now? It's not X, Y, or Z. X, Y, or Z, Shabbos and Yontif, you do indeed have to go. Ve'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, another member of Rabbi Yitzchak, Chayav Adam L'Taras Atzmo B'Regel, you have to purify yourself when it comes to the Shalosh Regalim, to the three pilgrimage festivals. Shenamra, because it says of a nivlatam lo tigo, right? A nevela is an improperly shechted animal, or an animal that wasn't shechted at all, right? If you go hunting and you shoot the deer, that deer is a nevela. It says you're not supposed to touch it. Now, how does that work? From where? So Tanya Namiach, you have a price that says the same thing. Right? That people should not touch the carcasses. Is it possible that in general there is a prohibition for all Jews to touch a nevela? Right? Nevela does render somebody impure, tamei by touch, but could it be that there is that Jews are forbidden to become tamei by touching a nevela? Can't be. Talmud Lomar. And more el kohanim b'nei Aharon, right? That section begins, speak to the kohanim, the children of Aharon, they are not allowed to become tamei. A kohen can't become tamei, right? A kohen can't go to the cemetery. But regular Jews, there's no prohibition on becoming tamei. Right? B'nei Aharon muzharon, the children of Aharon are warned, commanded about this. B'nei Yisrael ein muzharon. Regular Jews, Yisraelim, we are not commanded, we're not warned about doing this. We can become Tameh. Okay, and then if you want to become Torah, so there's a process, but there's no prohibition for a Yisrael to become Tameh. Right, the halod varim kal v'chomer. Right, now we're going to have a kal v'chomer, a logical argument. Umatu machamura kohanim muzharim, Yisraelim enim muzharim. right, with a tumah chamura, like a corpse, like death, a very serious tumah, the kohanim are warned against it. All right, Emor al kohanim b'nei Aaron, Yisrael enam Yisraelim enam usarim. Right, regular Yisraelim are not warned against that. We can't go to a cemetery. We can't touch a corpse. Okay, we become tameh, but that's not prohibited. If that's true, even by a tumah chamura, by a serious high-level tumah, tumah kala, by a light-level tumah, right? Touching a carcass of an animal is a much lighter level of tumah, lo kol shekein, right? How much more so that a regular Yisrael is not going to be warned against it. If they're allowed to touch a corpse, they can, of course, touch a carcass. Ella, rather, matam lomar ubinib lasam lo tigo, then what? When the Torah says you should not touch a carcass, what can that be referring to? So it must be by regel. It has to be that that's talking about on the pilgrimage festival. There is a specific prohibition for everyone to become tummy, because if you become tummy, you can't go up to the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rav Kruspadai, that's a name, right? Says Rabbi Kruspadai, Amar Rav Yochanan, in the name of Rav Yochanan. This is a very famous memra. Shlosha Svarim Nivtachim Rosh Hashanah. There are three books of judgment open on Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shel Rishayim Gemurim. There's one of right, absolutely evil, wicked people. Ve'echad Shel Tzadikim Gemurim. There's one of the totally righteous people. And there's a third book, Ve'echad Shel Beinonim. There's a middle category, regular people. Not fully evil, not fully righteous. Right, what happens to those people? How is their fate decided? Come back tomorrow. But this concludes our learning for today.